is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Come here, Emma. Did you have breakfast today?
I have breakfast every day.
Aha.
Yeah,
right.
I have to bring it all with me, and then we'll eat loads.
Oh, right. So you're a breakfast person. You can't go without it.
Yeah, I'm up too early. I couldn't not eat.
Oh, interesting. Because 20% of people don't have breakfast, but you're not one of those 20%.
I'd say I used to be, but because I'm on so early, I have to bring food with me and I have to keep eating.
Okay, thank you. So she eats her breakfast, but apparently a lot of people don't eat their breakfast. Good morning, by the way. Good morning. I hope you had a good weekend, by the way. Oh, I have to tell you about what I did on Saturday. And I'd highly recommend you do it before I get on to talking about breakfast. On Saturday, I did something that I've always wanted to do. And it was only from an interview we did a couple of weeks ago reminded me that I really wanted to do it. And that was the Croke Park tour I did on Saturday afternoon. And I have to say, if you're looking for something to do in Dublin over the weekend or during the week, just for something to do, I would highly recommend the Croke Park tour and the Skyline tour. I did both on Saturday afternoon. Now, the Skyline tour, my God, the view from the roof of the place is just unreal. You can see the whole of Dublin from the roof of Croke Park. And then there's one bit where you walk out on this bit that sticks out over the pitch. Now, I'll be honest, my legs wobbled a little bit. It's fairly high, but my God, the view was just incredible to see Croke Park. But it was great, firstly, to get into Croke Park because it's not going to be much opportunity this year. To get in and see Croke Park from that height looking down over the pitch was just an incredible experience. So if you're a Gaa fan, well, even if you're not, if you just want to see great views of Dublin, I'd highly recommend that you do that. So there you go. That was my part of my weekend. Anyhow, let's go back to the breakfast conversation. I want to find out if you're somebody who has breakfast every day, or are you one of the 20% like me who don't? Well, I was interested to read that 1 in 5 people have admitted to not eating their first meal of the day until about midday. A survey found that 48% of people who don't have breakfast fill up on coffee to start their day. People who do eat early are more likely to feel productive and happier. They're also less likely to feel tired during the day. So, my question to you is, do you have breakfast in the morning? And if so, what do you have? Because I have to put myself in that 20% of people who don't. Now, my morning consists of a couple of cups of coffee, and then when the show is over, I'll go and get a bite to eat. And some mornings I'll feel a little bit hungry during the show, for example. Other mornings I don't. Today, I'm feeling a little bit hungry. But here's the thing. I'm up at 10 to 6 in the morning. And the last thing I feel like doing at 10 to 6 in the morning is eating.
Just you smoke.
I have my cup of coffee. I feed the dogs, let them out to do their wee, and whatever, and then I head off to work. And if I'm, so say on a Saturday I'll have a breakfast, because I'm not up as early on a Saturday, but during the week I just couldn't be arsed, to be honest. And like I said, some days I get into work and I might be a little bit peckish, but not hungry enough. But by 12 o'clock I'll be hungry and I'll have something to eat as soon as the show's over. So I want to know, how important is breakfast to you? Or are you one of the 20% of us who don't have a breakfast? Like I said, the last thing I feel like doing at 6 o'clock in the morning is having food. I just, meh. So a cup of coffee does me. And then when I get into work, I might have another cup of coffee. And that keeps me going. And then I'm good to go. I'll have a bite to eat at 12 o'clock. And that normally does me. Does it affect my productivity? I don't think so. Maybe others would argue the point, would you, lads? Yeah, they probably would. But no, I don't think it affects my productivity. Do my show. Sometimes I might be a little bit hungry, but generally not. But by 12 o'clock, I will be hungry enough for breakfast or for something to eat, maybe a sandwich or whatever. So I'd like to hear from you on 6797981. You can text, WhatsApp, Or you can send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. I want to find out how important breakfast is to you, or are you one of the 20% of people who don't really have anything to eat until about midday? And I am one of those 20% of people. The odd morning I might have something to eat, but the majority of mornings during the week, nah, I'm not bothered. Is that laziness? Maybe. The odd morning I might have two slices of toast, but if I don't have two slices of toast, doesn't bother me. All right, so I want you to text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. Are you a person who literally couldn't function if you didn't have breakfast? If you are that person, let me know. Or maybe you're somebody who just couldn't be bothered having breakfast. This is from Trish.
Jeremy.
But I'm Adrian.
I have a barocca every morning and I don't have anything to eat till after 12.
Okay, sorry, missed the start of that.
I'm Jeremy. I have a barocca every morning and I don't have anything to eat till after 12.
Okay, a barocca every morning. Now, I have to say, I have had a barocca every now and again. Not that often, but I have done. So let me know how you are on breakfast. Are you somebody who just couldn't be bothered or just doesn't feel like it? And that's me. I just don't really feel like having breakfast. Emma, you're on 98FM. How are you, Emma?
Hi, I'm good, thanks.
They tell us that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. So, well, then I'm in trouble because I generally don't. You're not a breakfast person either.
No, not at all. If I eat anything before lunch, I'll actually get sick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, and then for the rest of the day, do you eat kind of normally?
Yeah, like lunch, dinner.
Not like, a bother?
Nothing. Like, I drink a few cups of coffee in the morning, and that's it for me, I'm grand.
Yeah, that's
since I was, like,
and that's me as well. I have a few cups of coffee in the morning, and now when I say a few, I have one before I leave the house, and then I'll have one here in the office before the show, and that's me done.
Yeah, I'm probably the same. I probably have like 2 to 3, like, just while I'm working, and then I finish work at 12, so go downstairs and get something to eat then.
Yeah, yeah, and that's kind of me as well. What time are you up at every day?
I'm up at about 7:30.
About 7:30, yeah. Well, as I said, I'm up at 10 to 6, and the last thing I want to do at 10 to 6 is eat. I just don't feel like eating.
I was the same, yeah, and even in school, like, even at little, like, I was doing this since I was in third year. I'd say even at, like, little break, kind of, what, 10:30, I still, at that point, I was like, no, I'd rather just boil the kettle, get a coffee.
Yeah, and do you ever find yourself, now that we're having this conversation and now that I'm conscious of it, my stomach is actually grumbling a little bit, so
I should. Yeah, sometimes I'd get like that too. Like, yeah. Some mornings I'd be like, oh, you know, I wish I had something, but like a lot of the time I'm kind of just, I don't even think about it. I think I'm so used to it now. I've been doing it for nearly 10 years.
Yeah. And like I said, I know a doctor will come on and say, lads, it's the most important meal of the day. You should be having your breakfast. And he's probably right. But I just don't feel like it. And you say you'd actually feel sick if you...
Yeah, I've been known to, like, when I was in school, when I started skipping, my mum used to try and, like, make me eat it. And I used to actually just get sick from eating it. I don't know what it was.
Mm.
So...
that's you and me both. And I know my wife is always giving out to me over it, that you should have something to eat before you go to work in the morning and all of that. And I know she's probably right, but I just, nah.
Yeah, I don't know, it's too early.
Yeah, it's too early. Yeah, that's it, exactly. All right, Emma, we're part of the 20% of people who don't do breakfast, so there you go. Good to talk to you, thanks very much indeed. This is from Andrew.
Adrian, that's not an excuse. I wake up every day at 10 to 5 and I still have breakfast.
Yeah, okay, Andrew, I know it's no excuse. I know the doctors will tell me I should be eating breakfast, but... Yeah, and in fact, a lot of your messaging was saying the thoughts of eating breakfast first thing in the morning. No. Terry, what do you do?
I leave the house around 5:30 every morning with
right.
a takeaway coffee and bring sandwiches with me that I eat around 9:30.
Ah, so you have lunch for breakfast?
Yeah.
Right, fair enough, yeah. And why don't you bother having breakfast?
I just don't feel like eating it that early in the morning when I get up.
Yeah, and that's exactly me. Just, yeah. The thoughts of it, actually, makes me feel, ugh. But by half nine. Now, actually, I might come around to your way of thinking. To be honest, if I brought a sandwich, I might be peckish enough to eat it at about half nine. But most mornings I don't, and I struggle through. I survive until 12, but as soon as the show is over, I go and get a bite to eat. And that normally does me. And do you ever find yourself getting hungry?
No, well, I know the sandwiches are there if I'm hungrier before half nine. So.
Right, and do you ever get stuck into them before half nine?
Yeah, sometimes, but not really before half eight. Like, I wouldn't have them as soon as I leave the house or anything like that.
No.
So,
all right.
Generally between nine and half nine.
So you see, you have your sandwiches at about half nine, and then are you into a normal routine then? Do you have lunch at lunchtime?
I'd have a small bite at lunchtime when I got home from work.
Right, and then would you have a full dinner then later on?
Full dinner, about 6 or 7.
And that does you?
That's it.
Yep, good man. All right, thanks, Terry.
All right.
How are you on breakfast? Give us a quick call on 6797981, because we discovered, this come up in conversation earlier on today, and we found a survey that shows that 1 in 5 people have admitted to not eating their first meal of the day until about midday. A survey found that 48% of people who don't have breakfast fill up on coffee to start their day. That's me. People who do eat early are more likely, it says, to feel productive and happier. They're also less likely to feel tired during the day. Now, like I said, I feel fairly productive. I don't tend to nod off during meetings or during the show. I'm good to go. Now, maybe if I was to start having breakfast regularly, I might be very different. Here's the thing I find. If you have a good feed, you can feel tired because your body's busy digesting it. Janet, you're another one of the 20% of us who just can't eat early in the day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you always been like that?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Yeah, I just can't stomach anything first thing in the morning.
So what do you have?
The odd time now I would have, I'd actually have a Complan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a thought. They're like a milkshakey thing, aren't they?
They're like a milkshake, yeah, and the strawberry one is the nicest one, and they're lovely.
Oh.
Yeah, there's 250 calories in them. They're like a meal.
Right, and now, because I always associate Complan with kids who are sick or older people who are sick, but you can actually take them. They're very nutritious, aren't they?
They're very nutritious. They're full of vitamins.
And what do you make it on, milk, or what do you make it on?
I make it with milk. Yeah, you just put it into the glass, put the milk in, and just give it a whisk and drink it. It's gorgeous.
Oh, that could be an idea now. That might work for me.
Yeah, because you can get that down. That's a drink.
Yeah, because I just... this morning when I got up, put on the coffee, whatever, and I did think about having a slice of toast, and I just was like, oh, no.
It's trying to swallow it, isn't it, in the morning?
I think that, yeah, I can't even explain it. My wife thinks it's just laziness, and it's not, because I'll happily... Some mornings I'd make her... a toast and a cup of tea, and won't bother to make it for myself. So it's not laziness. Yeah. I just,
but it's just trying to get it down. That's what it is. It's too early.
Yeah, it's too early. But yet, if we were staying in a hotel or whatever, I would have breakfast, but it wouldn't be until 10:30 anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
6 o'clock in the morning. It's too early to be eating.
So where do you buy Complan?
You can get it in the chemist. You can actually get it in Dunnes.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, yeah. I'm going to write on the back of my hand now. I'm writing it as we speak on the back of my hand. Complan. I've written it on the back of my hand, and I'm going to get some on the way home today, and I'm going to try it tomorrow morning and see how I get on, yeah?
Yeah, do. Let me know how you go.
All right, Janet. Good to talk to you. Thanks very much
you
indeed.
You too. Thanks,
Min. Let me have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note from Adam.
Hi, Adam here. I eat breakfast every single day, a different one every single day, and I couldn't miss it for the world. Thanks, Adam.
Thank you, Adam. And I'm going to have to end this conversation soon, because now my stomach is saying to me, Adrian, for God's sake, listen to the people, will you? My stomach's starting to rumble now, and it's going to rumble out of spite now for the rest of the show. Noreen, you're on 98FM. Hi, Noreen.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
You have to have breakfast.
Oh, have to have breakfast. Couldn't function without it. Every morning.
And what?
And I have a massive breakfast.
Oh. So what does your massive breakfast consist of?
Well, most mornings I would go, I suppose I do some exercise. So I do have a cup of coffee when I first wake up in the morning. But then, like by now, by 9 o'clock this morning, I would have had my bowl of porridge with milk and berries and all of that. And then I went off and had a bagel and peanut butter and banana on that.
Oh.
And I'd still be starving now by 12 o'clock. I'd have to have something to eat at 12 o'clock.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, that's just... That's our Jamie. Our Jamie comes in into the office when he's working with us and he has something to eat when he comes in. Then he'll have something to eat at 9:30. There's not a pick on the fella. I don't know how he does it. So maybe I lose a bit of weight if I start eating breakfast.
Maybe, but I wouldn't be able to function. I'd be sitting there and I'd be starving. And then I find if I do miss it for some reason, then I just don't eat properly for the whole day. I just end up eating like way more than I would have if I had my breakfast.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to start. I'm going to change a little bit, and I'm going to try Complan because I have had one of them before.
Yeah.
And they're like a milkshake. I'm going to try one of them tomorrow morning and see how I get on. That might work for me actually.
Build it up slowly.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, right. Thanks, Noreen.
Okay, thank you.
Cindy needs her breakfast.
Hi, Adrian. I'm one of those people that couldn't function without my breakfast. I'd be what they call hangry. So I could function without a lunch or even a dinner in the evening. Couldn't function without my breakfast.
Okay, Cindy. Pauline, you could go all day without eating. Hello, Pauline. Oh. No, Pauline's not there. We'll try and get her back. Are you there, Pauline? No, she's not. No. No, not there. Okay, we'll try and get her back in a couple of minutes. So a lot of you don't eat breakfast. Here's one that just came in. I'm the same as yourself, Adrian. I leave my house at 6:50 every morning. I only get up 10 minutes before I leave the house. I get up, get dressed, brush the teeth and out the door. I'll eat at about 10 o'clock on my break, but I won't eat again till dinner time. Even when I'm not in work, I'm not a big breakfast fan. Never have been. If I find I eat again after my 10 o'clock break, I won't eat my dinner later on in the evening. Yeah, that's kind of me. There are some days after the show that I still don't feel like eating. I'm not hungry enough to eat. But a lot of you, I'm surprised that so many people are in the same boat. It's usually because of habit. Your system is completely empty, causing that nauseous feeling. You just need to start eating to get used to it at that hour of the morning. Well, I'm going to compromise. I'm going to try the Complan thing tomorrow. I'll get it on the way home today. Karen has a full morning routine.
Hi, Karen here. I absolutely love my morning breakfast. I don't know how anybody does without it. So I have lemon water first thing. Then I have my celery juice. Then I have a fruit smoothie. And then I have my porridge and a cup of tea. It really sets me up for the day. Thanks.
Yeah, that's... I cringe at the thought. In fact, my wife is after texting me and she's after saying, I don't eat great, but if I'd no breakfast, I'd faint. And like I said, this is nothing to do with laziness because I will often make Linda toast and tea for breakfast if I'm home. But I just can't. I'll have breakfast if it's after 10:30. So, like I said, if we're staying in a hotel, no bother. I love a big breakfast. But if it's at 10 to 6 in the morning, no. I'm going to try Complan tomorrow, though. Finally, this is the final one from Niall.
How are you, Adrian? Niall here. Yeah, I'm the same. Every morning for breakfast, I'd have a bowl of porridge with blueberries, I'd have a coffee and a fried egg on toast. That's basically it. I couldn't function. I couldn't even get out of the house unless I had that in the morning. So that's it. That's cheers. Niall.
All right. Thanks, Niall. Lads, after a big night out or on holidays, I eat a big morning breakfast fry-up, says John. And John, that's me as well. In a hotel, I'll have a breakfast. On a Saturday morning, I'll have a big breakfast. But it's after 10:30. Anyway, there you go. Interesting conversation. So 20% of us, I'm not alone in other words, 20% of us don't like having breakfast. And it's not to do with laziness, it's just to do with, I just couldn't stomach it.
98 FM's Dublin Talks, weekdays from 10 a.m.